The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus was teaching in a synagogue on the Sabbath, and a woman was there who for 18 years had been crippled by a spirit. She was bent over, completely incapable of standing erect. When Jesus saw her, he called to her and said, "Woman, you are set free of your infirmity." He laid his hands on her, and she at once stood up straight and glorified God. But the leader of the synagogue, indignant that Jesus had cured on the Sabbath, said to the crowd in reply, "There are 6 days when work should be done. Come on those days to be cured, not on the Sabbath day." The Lord said to him in reply, "Hypocrites! Does not each one of you on the Sabbath untie his ox and his ass from the manger and lead it out for watering? This daughter of Abraham, whom Satan had bound for 18 years now, ought she not to have been set free on the Sabbath day from this bondage?" When he said this, all his adversaries were humiliated, and the whole crowd rejoiced at all the splendid deeds done by him. The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, if you saw someone who was crippled, could not stand up straight, and was bent over, would you think, would it even dawn on you that it might be because of a spirit? What would the thought even cross your mind? Do you believe the gospel today? Do you believe our Lord Jesus Christ, who is eternal truth, who said, "This woman is afflicted by a spirit of infirmity"? Or on another occasion, when a man brings his son who is mute, a little boy who cannot speak, and Jesus says he is possessed by a mute spirit, a spirit, a demonic entity that causes someone to go mute. Or in the Old Testament, when a woman, Sarah, she's had 6 men to whom she's espoused. Before they get married, every single one of them dies of strangulation. And finally, the archangel Raphael comes and casts out the spirit that is preventing her from being able to get married. A spirit that attacks marriage. We believe that every angel has a role in the heavens. Right? St. Michael is the prince of the angels. Raphael brings about healing. Gabriel seems to be the one that announces birth of children. Every angel has a role. Doesn't it make sense that every evil spirit would also have a role? And why? Why does our Lord bring this to our attention? So that we, His disciples for all generations, can assist people to get the healing that they need. Now, are there times where someone it just has an infirmity that is simply natural? Yeah, absolutely, and they need a doctor. Or sometimes someone is mute and maybe it's psychological or emotional or just simply that they were born that way. It has nothing to do with any spirit. Definitely. But are there times where someone simply needs spiritual healing? Absolutely. And our Lord is showing that to us. And sometimes it's the last thing we think of. And sometimes it doesn't dawn on us at all. And so a person goes through life afflicted when they could be healed. We ask our Lord today that we might be open to the fullness of the truth that He reveals. Sometimes we just want to accept part of Scripture and not the entirety of it, especially when it relates to evil spirits. But our Lord brings that to our attention because we are His disciples and He wants us to assist Him in the ministry of healing and deliverance.